So, we're going to take a bit of a deep dive today. I like to say we're going to dive into the heart of existence itself. That seems pretty deep. And some of what I say may not make much sense. So I'm going to both appeal to your mind, but also parts of you that transcend your mind. So, given that, I'm going to recommend that you don't try to wrap your mind around what I'm saying. If there's some sounds confusing, don't try to, what is she talking about? I recommend just letting it go and seeing what else arises. And then just sort of taking in what you find to be meaningful. So that's my recommendation, today's talk. So many Buddhist texts begin, "O nobly born, O you who are the sons and daughters of the awakened ones, the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, do not forget who you really are. Do not forget your true nature." And this can be paraphrased as, "O nobly born, remember who you truly are." That's how I begin my meditations. Actually, drop the nobly born part. And I just say to myself, remember who you truly are. Like, oh, wow. We don't often, I don't do this in my everyday life, or now I'm doing it more and more and more because I start my day off this way. But typically, we are in a state of focused on our roles, our responsibilities, our sense of self, what kinds of thoughts and feelings, emotions. We are very sensitive beings. But who are we? Can we remember what would it mean to just remember who you truly are? And this inspires me to start the day off remembering to tap into the flow of life itself. And another way for me to say that is to tap into the nature of existence or being. Words really can't capture. That's why we often say, like, the Tao that the true Tao is not the Tao that one can say, right? First, deeply paraphrasing the first lines of the Tao Te Ching. The Tao that can be known is not the Tao that can be said is not the true Tao. But we can point to it. And this is something that's really hard to do in our noisy world with our busy minds. I'll share a little story. As I was preparing for this Dharma talk, I was taking a walk through the forest. And in the first half of this walk, I was just dwelling in this sense of expansiveness. I was just being, I was like, I started it off, remember who you truly are. And I just was in this like fluid sense of connection, deep connection with the forest as I was taking this walk. And beginning to let the ideas of a Dharma talk kind of stir. And then my mind hijacked me. And I spent the rest of the time fretting about my university teaching load 1 year from now. So, right, it's like you can't help but to laugh, like how the mind will just like take hold and you will just run with mind. So quickly it happens. So it's not easy. But when we set these intentions and we create the space, This is like very sacred space when we connect with these deeper parts and create the opportunity, the chance, right? That maybe we'll have an opportunity to tap into these deeper experiences. The Buddha taught that to step into Buddha nature or our true nature, the flow of existence itself, to do that, it's really helpful to cultivate silence. I love that term, noble silence, right? So much nobility, right? Noble, nobly born, noble silence. This is where the portal into the sacred. So just a basic question, what is silence? If I refrain from talking, am I silent? Anyone who's sat in silence for even a few minutes observes the noisy inner world of our thoughts, our emotions, our sensations that course through our minds and our bodies. And when we look carefully, stopping talking doesn't mean that we're silent. But it's the first step. And that external silence is a portal into the deep inner silence. So I thought we could try a little exercise with the bell. I'm going to ring a bell. And the first exercise, I'd like us to practice listening to the bell all the way through until you can no longer hear it. Then listen to or simply notice the silence that the sound of the bell returns to. So you're listening to the silence all the way through. At some point, there's no sound, only silence. And just listen. You can, some people call it the sound of silence. Listen to the sound of silence as you're listening to the bell all the way through. And I love this practice because often when we ring the bell in these during these sits, I notice that there's a tendency, myself and others who are practicing, to just start to like, oh, I heard the bell, okay, namaste, you know, put the hands together, bow, start moving into the next phase. But what happens if we just listen to the bell all the way through before we end our sit? You know, just like listen through the whole thing. So I'm going to ring a bell and just see if you can listen to it all the way through. So I'm hearing that you did not hear the bell. That is correct. Okay. All right. That's interesting. All right, we're going to try something else. So, an extra practice in silence, which we didn't even hear the bell. All right. We won't do this with a bell. We'll do it with my voice. So, when we do practice with a bell, I encourage you to listen throughout the whole sound of the bell. But silence is also in the background of the sound. It's the context in which the sound arises. So if there were no silence, we couldn't distinguish between the varying sounds. There would be no music without silence. There would be no language without silence. The vowels create a break between the consonants. Can you imagine if language is only consonants? So if we didn't have a break between the sounds, then sound would actually be deafening. It would just be one big block of noise. And so you can do this practice on your own, just asking yourself, what's behind the sound of a bell? Listening to the silence in which the bell, the sound of the bell arises. And that can be tricky, but give it a try and see if you can tap into the silence of my voice as you listen to the rest of this talk. Stay in touch with the awareness in which the sound of my voice arises. And I'll be pausing often and just see if you can attune to the silence in these pauses. So there's a few things to try out here and just hold it lightly. So you're trying out just listening to the silence and the pauses, maybe listening to the silence between the words. Sometimes you might not actually hear what I'm saying, and you're more attuned to the silence behind what I'm saying. I think that's awesome. That's a great practice. In Buddhism, silence is a portal into Buddha nature, our true nature, the heart of existence, where freedom lies. You might note the irony of talking about silence. But really, the point is not to only sit in silence, but to be aware of the silence that is within everything. It reminds me of the Buddha's flower sermon. It's written, "Once, when the world honored one in ancient times was upon Vulture Peak, he held up a flower before the assembly of monks. At this, all were silent. The venerable Kashyapa alone broke into a smile." Anybody heard that the flower sermon before? Couple of you. No, I'm seeing no's and yeses. Okay. It's a very powerful sermon. The Buddha, in recognizing that freedom could really not be found within the form, within the sound. There was nothing more he could say. He was offering a deep teaching, pointing to where freedom exists. Recognizing, like, he could not use words to point there. And one person in the crowd of monks understood the teaching. And that is said to be the beginning of Zen Buddhism, this teaching. But sitting in silence isn't so easy. As we sit in silence, monkey mind starts gabbing away. The key, I think, is not to stop our mind from thinking, but really to stop giving our attention to our thoughts. It's a shift in attention. Because thoughts happen, just as the eyes see, the mind thinks. But in meditation, we can close our eyes, but we can't shutter the mind quite in the same way. However, we can shift our attention. So when sitting to this evening, I recommend treating your thoughts as background noise. It's like a TV droning on in the other room. You know how you can, hear sounds in another room, but totally be attending to something else and not even really notice them? They're still happening, but you're not putting your attention on them. We can begin to direct our attention away from the noise and to that which is in the background of the noise, bringing the background to the foreground. And that's like, what is noticing these sounds? What is this silent, aware presence that is noticing the sounds? Can we bring our attention there? Silence is not just the absence of sound. It's also the emptiness of form. So you can notice, like, when I'm talking about, like, the space between words or the silence behind a bell, we can also experience the space between forms. That could be thought forms. There's a space between one thought and another thought. And what's in this space between thoughts? Is it just like dead nothing? Dead? Or is there an alive presence there? And this can be a really powerful practice too, is just watching the thoughts as they arise and as they pass, but noticing there's a space between thoughts. There's a silent, aware presence between thoughts. Or you can notice the space between breaths. This is often a practice I talk about, between the in-breath and the out-breath. There is a space. It's not there's no form. You know, we might think of the breath as some type of ephemeral form. There's an in-breath, there's an out-breath, there's something happening there. There's also something that happens, that space right between the in-breath, right between the out-breath. It exists, always is there. When we tune into it, we're going deep into a silence, a deepening silence. So if you think of the sound of the bell as form, and the silence that exists before, after, and during the sound of the bell as emptiness, you can begin to get a sense of what I'm talking about. Or like in the Heart Sutra, you know, the famous phrase, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. I used to rattle my mind trying to understand this teaching. What? Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. It makes no sense to the mind. The mind cannot understand this. But when we sit in silence with a teaching, a deep teaching, like the Heart Sutra, a different type of understanding can arise. I call it an embodied understanding. And this is the power of silence. Just sitting in silence and allowing understanding to emerge, to arise. With no expectations. Once we put expectations on, we're going to really suffer. It's going to be hard. And it may be pretty evasive. Teachings can be very evasive when we hold expectations like, you know, I've got to understand this by the end of this retreat. Or, you know, it's been 30 years and I still don't get this. I still don't understand. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. You know, and then we start, you know, second arrowing ourselves. What's wrong with me? How can I miss after all this time? Now those are expectations. So it's really just sitting and allowing, sitting in the silence and allowing. So I'll just end by saying that I hope you spend some time every day in silence and doesn't have to have a certain time limit. It could be one breath. Some attention to silence and opening to the sense of being. The awareness behind the thoughts. Even beyond the mind's awareness, we can, through silence, enter into existence itself. Thank you.
Can you hear this bell? Aha! Wow. Let's do the wonderful. Let's go ahead and do the bell practice that I tried to do at the beginning. And then we'll enter into, I'll do a little guidance with this bell. And then we'll enter into a silent sit with some little bit of guidance sprinkled through. So for the first part of the bell practice, Just see if you can, after I ring the bell, just listen to the sound of the bell all the way through until you hear total silence. I'm going to ring the bell again. This time, see if you can place your attention to the silence that exists as a context behind which the sound arises in. I was hoping to have a little discussion around this practice. But those of you who'd like to stay and talk about this exercise or anything else, it's starting to get late. So we'll transition to the silent sit. But please feel free to stay later for a discussion if you'd like. So we'll begin the sit with the sound of the bell.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.